Ada hola, hi everybody. My name is Griselda Gigana, reporter with Chisa Live, and today we have the pleasure of dialing up. Oh yes, I said dialing up Cedric Furie, better known as Lehasa from Skeem Saam, to talk about why he is such a huge ally for the LGBTQ plus community.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonki into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Hi, Cedric. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. We are so happy that you could accommodate us for this mini interview.
Thank you for having me on the interview.
We know that you are an ally of the LGBTQ...
to our community, plus? Yes.
Yes, I was just confused there with my letters, with the community, and that you are an ally, and you have been one of the people that we have seen, you know, at Feathers events, at this, you know, activations where they're trying to better the world for this community. You've had to explain why, you know, you have such a strong allegiance to them. Why do you think that is? And why do you have that allegiance? Why do you want to help them fight for a better life for themselves?
You know, I believe we all deserve to live. In fact, I think it's a high need to live a purpose-driven life.
Yeah.
And in any way possible that you can, do it. If it means helping somebody, then do it. And I've had a lot of people who are gay that I grew up around.
Yeah.
A lot of them have influenced me, and because of the positive influence I gained from them, it taught me not to look at people according to their gender or their sexuality or whatever society deems them as flaws, you know, but look at people for who they are, because we are all influenced by what we've seen
in
the world and our realities. And we take the knowledge we've gained from our own perspectives and perceptions of the world, and we use that information to confront, challenge, and go about understanding and seeing the world.
Yeah.
It does not mean the way we see the world is exactly how the world is.
That is true.
This is something I'm learning in the master's I'm doing. It's called systems thinking and understanding human behavior. So using that knowledge that I have and applying it to everyday practice in terms of how to interact with other human beings is a valid tool that I've applied. And this is what's gotten me to fully engage and interact and decide that I want to be an ally of those who can't help themselves, be the voice of those who can't be heard. And also, I mean, I've got, like, within my family, I've got gay cousins, a gay cousin and a gay brother, you know. And so you see how people treat gay people and lesbians, you know. And when you interact, you get to understand that, you know, homophobia really is the devil's work.
Yeah.
So what do I do as a straight man in society who's inherited patriarchal privilege? You help those who cannot help themselves. It's what you do with the privilege that counts. I'm a straight man who has inherited patriarchal privileges just by being a straight man.
Yeah.
But certain privileges in society.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even work for, but just because of my gender.
You just got it.
Inherited those privileges. But now it's what you do with those privileges counts. You speak for marginalized communities. You speak against gender-based violence. You speak for kids who are abused. You speak for people who are marginalized that can't really speak for themselves, or when they do, it's not taken seriously.
Yeah.
So for me, I've chosen to be an ally because of those beliefs. It's a core value that I have. And if it's a core value, you live by them.
Yeah, that is
true. No question, no doubt.
Yeah. Just in wrapping up, what other, if they are there and if you're able to talk about them, what other projects are you busy with?
Well, there's a film that I'll be shooting. We start shooting next week. I just can't say what it is yet.
All right.
I'm also doing career expos with government, where I go to schools in different places of the country that are allocated to me. I get flown there. I go to the schools. I speak. I give career guidance. I give steps that I've learned, that I've applied, and that I've taught other people to learn and apply, how to choose and how to go about choosing careers that they'll be happy with. Because there's this constant gamble that we do between finding work we love and that we're good at and finding work that is best aligned with who we are. And the trick to happiness in your career is finding work that is best aligned with who you are.
Yeah.
It becomes like second nature. It becomes like breathing. Because it's part of who you are, you can do it effortlessly.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like work.
Over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people tend to mistake in what they're good at and what they actually love and passionate about and what is actually best aligned with who I am, with who they are. So me, for instance, being an ally and doing this kind of work, it's aligned with who I am because I believe in equality. Mm-hmm. I believe that everybody should be treated equally and fairly because at some point in my life, I was not treated as equal as other people, as other individuals.
Mm.
So I want to enforce that so that the next person coming after me does not experience that. And that is my true definition of success. Is the belief that you leave people and organizations and society better than when you found them when you got there.
Yeah.
I'm an MBA student at UCT as well. So that's another thing that's consuming.
Oh, wow. Impressive.
Thank you.
How's that going? The MBA route is always
It's very intense. It's very intense. Sleepless nights, having to work in groups, having to tolerate people, different beliefs and different influences.
Mm.
Part of the work, it's part of the journey. So, yeah, but it's very intense, I must say.
Well, good luck in that process. I know it's a very grueling one, that one. But, I mean, you have the right mindset. If you want to get it, you're going to get it. So.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, then. Still a pleasure.